listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, Medicare compliance starts with CMS guidelines, and these guidelines were just given a bit of an overhaul. We break down what's allowed and what's not in ASG Episode 5, Do's and Don'ts of Medicare Compliance, written by Sarah J. Ruppel. We talk a lot about contracting and certifying in this industry, but there's another C that's even more important to agents like you, and that is compliance. It's not just something to consider during the busy season. Compliance should be a year-long goal for every agent. We will teach you how to stay compliant through all of your client interactions, from the point of first contact all the way through the enrollment process. Every interaction with a potential client has a starting point. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS for short, used to state that agents could not make unsolicited direct contact with potential beneficiaries. However, due to a change reflected in the new Medicare communications and marketing guidelines, agents are now permitted to make unsolicited direct contact with potential enrollees via email. But in order to remain compliant, that email must have an opt-out option. Furthermore, the content of any unsolicited email cannot intend to steer a recipient towards choosing or retaining a plan. A compliant unsolicited email would promote your services rather than a specific plan. It's also important to note that agents are still not allowed to approach potential enrollees in common areas or make unsolicited phone calls. To begin the conversation with potential enrollees, you'll need permission to contact, or PTC. You can use lead providers to send out business reply cards or flyers, including an optional form to collect this permission. Also, PTCs are event-specific and not open-ended permission for future contact. Here at Ritter, we strongly believe in the importance of an online presence. Just remember that likes or shares on social media do not constitute PTC for sales purposes either. Additionally, PTCs are not the same as a scope of appointment or SOA. The PTC comes first, hopefully followed by an appointment. At that time, you'll need to fill out the appropriate SOA form. Scope of appointment means just what it says. It's a form outlining exactly what you'll be presenting to a client during a meeting. The SOA ensures that potential enrollees will not be pitched plans other than those they originally requested. In 2018, CMS removed the requirement for SOAs to be recorded 48 hours in advance, which means same-day scopes are compliant in any and all cases. Just remember that every face-to-face meeting requires a scope of appointment. Additionally, SOAs must be filled out for one-on-one phone conversations. Per CMS, agents must keep SOA forms on file for at least 10 years, even if the appointment did not end in a sale. What happens if your client requests Medicare information outside of the scope during your meeting? You must fill out a second scope covering the new information before continuing the meeting. And if they're interested in non-health related products, you must schedule a future appointment to discuss those products. CMS regulates marketing and plan presentations, including when you're allowed to market and how you market. Agents must wait until October 1st to begin marketing the next year's plans to potential beneficiaries, and cannot enroll members until October 15th. New to the 2019 Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, CMS now differentiates between materials that are considered communications and marketing. The difference between the two is based on the content and the intent of the piece. Communication pieces tend to be more general, providing non-specific information to prospective and current enrollees. Marketing pieces, on the other hand, are aimed to influence beneficiaries in either enrolling into a plan or retaining their existing plan. Marketing materials contain some plan-specific information, like benefits, premiums, and comparisons to other plans. Marketing materials are also subject to CMS review, whereas communication materials are not. During presentations, you should never attempt to mislead your clients, willingly or unwillingly. Stay away from using absolutes and superlatives to describe plans and benefits. Your job is to present information, not show favoritism between carriers or plans. Likewise, if a potential enrollee expresses interest in just one plan, you must inform them that other plans are also available to them. CMS puts a large focus on agent transparency. Similar to their rule on absolutes and superlatives, agents should not use the word free to describe $0 premiums. CMS also states that the term free should not be used, quote, in conjunction with any reduction in premiums, deductibles, or cost share, including Part B premium buy-down, low-income subsidy, or dual eligibility, end quote. While one component of your client's healthcare may come at low or no cost, costs could be incurred in other areas. For example, $0 premium plans typically have higher copays, while plans with higher premiums offer lower out-of-pocket cost. By calling a plan free, you're generalizing just one part of the plan's full package. Additionally, when mentioning star ratings, you must include that the rating is out of 5 stars. Agents must also let potential enrollees know when a plan has been assigned an LPI, or low performing icon, by CMS. You may not showcase the overall star rating and fail to disclose that the plan has previously suffered from performance issues. Star ratings may not be published until CMS releases them on the Medicare Plan Finder. Agents must also clearly identify which contract year they reference. You may not, quote, reference the star rating that was achieved based on prior contract year data when the marketing materials are for the upcoming year, end quote. The types of presentations you host throughout the year typically fall under one of 3 categories: educational events, sales events, and individual appointments. Educational events are meant to inform Medicare beneficiaries about the parts of Medicare in general, and they must be held in a public venue. During an educational event, you can distribute educational materials free of plan-specific information and educational healthcare materials. New for 2019, you can give out your business card and contact information for beneficiaries to use to initiate contact with you. You are also now permitted to distribute and collect SOAs. However, CMS forbids distribution of plan-specific materials or enrollment packets at educational events. You cannot conduct sales presentations, even after the main educational presentation. You can't distribute or collect enrollment forms, and you may not require attendees to sign in. Sign-in sheets must be optional. Sales events, on the other hand, are designed to steer or attempt to steer potential enrollees toward a limited set of plans. When planning a sales event, be sure to follow the specific carrier's filing and reporting procedures prior to the event. During the sales event, only use carrier-approved materials, and remember that you can collect applications on the spot. If you need to cancel a sales event, follow the specific carrier's cancellation procedure. During sales events, sign-in sheets must be optional. CMS prohibits you from requiring attendees to sign in. The Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines forbid you from offering meals, making absolute statements, and using pressure to sign someone up. They also forbid you from cross-selling or promoting non-health-related products. Individual appointments fall under the same category as sales events, and the same CMS regulations apply. Don't forget, whether you're meeting face-to-face or discussing plans one-on-one over the phone, you must have a scope of appointment. Staying compliant should be a year-long objective for every agent. annual enrollment is the culmination of revised CMS MCMGs, new 2019 plans, and all kinds of potential enrollees, some of which could be secret shoppers. CMS secret shoppers measure quality of service and compliance with Medicare regulations as a way to gather specific information about products and services. These secret shoppers will be looking to make sure you're compliant from what you say to how you present it. Finally, CMS requires any agent marketing MAPD or PDP plans to consumers to submit all website content to their health plan management system for approval. This is typically accomplished through the carriers. You can refer to the specific carrier's policy regarding website review. CMS has increasingly cracked down on websites in recent years, so it is important to be sure your website is properly evaluated. If you're looking for a simple way to market a website with your own contact information, MediCareful is a good place to start. It's a free CMS-approved website, exclusively developed by Ritter, with a quote engine, direct enroll buttons, and electronic scope of appointment. And the best part of it all, MediCareful is filed and accepted for use by CMS. We did the hard work so you don't have to. To learn more about MediCareful, visit our show notes for the link or visit medicareful.ritterim.com. Remember, as a certified agent, you are responsible for following CMS guidelines. Compliance doesn't have to be difficult, but it does require research and due diligence on your part. When in doubt, refer to Ritter for guidance. And as always, refer to our show notes for all the links we mentioned in this episode. That does it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like our show, we recommend subscribing so you get our latest content as soon as we publish it. You can do that in a variety of different apps. Two ways to subscribe are by using Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or iPad, and for Android users, Google recently launched Google Podcasts. In addition to those two apps, there's our host Podbean. It's extremely user-friendly, and it doesn't matter if you use an iPhone or an Android device. The Podbean app is available for users on both platforms. Whether you follow us on Podbean or in some of the other listening apps out there, subscribing or following is a great way to let us know that you like what we're doing. You'll get a notification each time an episode is published, which is great because then you don't have to go searching for new episodes. It also makes it easier to use the voice commands that come with your phone, which I love and I use a lot when I'm driving. Subscribing also helps spread the word about our podcast to other agents or potential agents who might not have discovered us yet. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and to subscribe. It really means a lot that you chose our podcast to listen to. We certainly would not be here without you. So thanks again for your support, and we will see you next episode.